Cudjo Kazula Lewis was the longest living survivor of the Clotilda, the last recorded slave ship to land in the United States in Mobile Bay. In the 1860s, Lewis founded Africatown with a group of other Clotilda survivors, just 3 miles north of downtown Mobile. Many of Lewis's descendants still live in Africatown today. April Livingston is an artist and resident of Mobile, and in 2016, she created a bust of Lewis for Africatown's Union Missionary Baptist Church. In this StoryCorps interview, April tells her boyfriend Andrew about the time she spent on this project and how it's led to her personal growth.
Tell us what happened over the weekend, what culminated.
I finally had the unveiling of a historic bust that I created of Cudjo Lewis, who was the last known slave from the last known slave ship to enter the United States. And it was a really amazing and emotional unveiling. It made a lot of people in the community of Africatown, where the bust is located now, feel whole. The historic bust that was located in front of the Union Missionary Baptist Church had been stolen. It was created and put up in 1959, and it had never been replaced. And I thought, well, I could do that. It's what I do.
What drew you to this project, to Cudjo Lewis?
Africatown is famous. It's this community that was created by this group of people who were purchased illegally and brought over to the United States with the purpose of becoming slaves. It's not a nice story how it all happened, but a family here in town, there was a member of the family who made a bet with his friend that he could get a slave ship in under the radar. And that's what he did. Ended up purchasing approximately 112 men and women and children and bringing them over. He was caught almost immediately on arrival in Mobile Bay. And they didn't know what to do with the people. So they kind of lived in an indentured servitude for a little while to this family. There was talk of a trial, but the Civil War started and it kind of just got forgotten. And the people did too. They were put off on a piece of land north of Mobile and they survived amazingly enough. And sorry, it always makes me emotional to think about it. How important it was that these people are remembered. This is not something that people talk about. I'm not sure why. I guess because it's not a popular subject. Maybe it's something that people want to forget.
What do you hope people learn from this project?
I'm hoping that it is a touchstone for not only the descendants. I hope that it will make a new awareness of this important part of history.
What about community did you learn through this project?
Gosh, I've learned that my community is a lot larger than I ever thought it was. This has been, for me very personally, this has been a real self-examination. Why don't more people know about this? Why aren't more people wanting to be part of this? Why are we still so segregated? We have made a lot of really great leaps and bounds towards true integration, but I think that there is still a line. This whole process has lent itself to personal growth and the want to help other people grow in that way. At the unveiling, I had so many people coming up and talking to me, but one of the ones that sticks out was Miss Lorna Woods, and she's one of the direct descendants. Crazy because as soon as I saw her, I was like, man, she looks like him. Mm-hmm. Man, she looks like him. Right before the bust was unveiled, we were talking and I pulled her up and she was standing next to me and she was holding my hand so tight. She kept saying how important it was for her personally that this had happened. That was totally worth it.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.